USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers, and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenrood, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A Paris landmark damaged by fire earlier this year may never be the same. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The rector of Notre Dame Cathedral says the Paris landmark is still so fragile after a fire early this year, there's a 50% chance the structure may never be saved, as scaffolding installed before the fire is threatening the vaults of that Gothic monument. The Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says restoration work isn't likely to begin until 2021, describing his heartache that Notre Dame could not hold Christmas services this year for the first time since the French Revolution. I'm Chris Barnes.
Two young children who fell from the top of a Boston parking garage on Christmas were likely killed by their mother before she jumped to her own death. The evidence collected thus far suggests that these deaths were very likely a double murder-suicide, according to District Attorney Rachel Rollins. The mother, Erin Pascal, age 40, and her two children, Allison and Andrew, were found in the city's Roxbury neighborhood. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pennsylvania's Roman Catholic Diocese have paid nearly $84 million to 564 victims of sexual abuse, a tally that's sure to grow substantially in the new year as compensation administrators work through a backlog of claims. Seven of the state's eight dioceses launched victim compensation funds in the wake of a landmark jury report on sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. The funds are open to claims for a limited time and are independently administered. To date, the average payout across all seven dioceses has exceeded $148,000. Under state law, victims of past abuse only have until age 30 to sue. A young Florida wife was arrested for allegedly bilking hundreds of thousands of dollars from her newlywed elderly husband. Lynn Helena Halfen, age 26, has been charged with two counts of money laundering, fraud, and exploitation of an elderly person in connection with her cashing checks from the account of her 77-year-old husband, Richard Rappaport. Halfen first raised suspicions when she walked into a check cashing store in Tampa and tried to cash a $1 million check. The store's employees refused to cash the check, as well as three others Halfen brought in later in the day. Thanks for listening during the holiday season. And remember, if you ever miss a newscast, you can always tune in at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.